At the Bloomington Playwrights Project's Theater on Preview Night for Aaron Lacra's sequence, the lights came up and the mechanical strains of Wendy Carlos's Bach selection faded. Henry A. McDaniel III playing Theo entered the room. Theo's a neatly turned-out fellow with overcoat, suit jacket, and dress shirt, his slightly rebellious hair neatly combed. He's a person who cares about his appearance. Theo tentatively opens an umbrella indoors, smiles when nothing happens, then crosses the stage and hesitantly walks under a ladder. Again, nothing happens, and he smiles. Lauren Sagendorf enters to talk with Theo. She plays Cynthia, a feisty young woman who's won a copy of his book about being lucky. Theo is lucky. He wins at games of chance. Time magazine has called him the luckiest man in the world, and he's preparing to bet $850 million on the coin toss of the upcoming Super Bowl. Cynthia is a skeptic, but a fascinated one, and she seems to want something undefinable from Theo. Meanwhile, on the other side of Sequence's open stage, Catherine Dubois, as Professor Gutzmann, is puttering about a lab table. She's wearing thick glasses and a messy lab coat. Her hair is escaping from whatever setting she may have attempted. Personal appearance clearly the last thing on the professor's mind. There's a knock on her door, and Paul Kuhn, playing her student Mr. Adamson, rolls in his wheelchair. Mr. Adamson has managed to miss all 150 of the multiple-choice questions on the latest test. The result is so unlikely that she actually suspects him of doing it on purpose. As with Cynthia and Theo, it seems that the professor is seeking some vague something from Mr. Adamson. The questions that Sequence raises are fascinating ones. Is there really some palpable thing that we call luck? Theo seems to have it in spades. He thinks it's a gift. Mr. Adamson seems to have it not at all, and he attributes his luck, or lack of it, to the actions of a wise though unknowable God. Cynthia wonders if luck follows some obscure natural laws. The professor suspects there might be a gene for luck. Throughout, there's a steady question of the roles of consequence and coincidence, the chicken and the egg. Although there's a heady amount of thought in Aaron Lacra's play, the characters are far from cardboard spouters of theories. As Theo, Henry A. McDaniel III does a lovely job of moving from a rather brash jerk to a thoughtful, caring fellow. Lawrence Agendorf's Cynthia also moves from being a feisty name-dropper to a sympathetic figure. As the professor Catherine Dubois handles some of the playwright's heavy lifting on the theoretical side with aplomb, Paul Kuhn, very effective as the stubbornly faithful, unluckiest of men. The characters in the twin stories of Sequence are oblivious to one another. It's one of the real pleasures of the evening to simply watch director Lee Cromwell's choreography and see how neatly scenes unfold in the space. The final scene, as guns are drawn by characters that we've come to care about, on characters that we also care about, is wonderfully tense. Sequence is the Woodward Newman Drama Award winner. It plays at the BPP October 4th and 5th and the 10th through the 12th. At the Theater for You, I'm George Walker.